Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Based on the mistakenly shown map by Alexander Lukashenko, the 400-pound barrel of manure, the disease-carrying rat that is illegitimately running Belarus, he inadvertently displayed Putin's invasion plan. Shows Ukraine divided into four sections, and more ominously, it shows him going into Moldova, an adjacent country, landlocked, peaceful country between Ukraine and Romania. Romania is in NATO. Romania then would have a border, assuming Putin goes into Moldova and the West does nothing about it, because they're not NATO themselves. He'll have nuclear weapons on the border of Moldova and Romania. He'll have nuclear weapons on the border of Belarus and Poland, and he'll have nuclear weapons on the border of Russia itself and Estonia. Some years ago, Russia simply went in and kidnapped the guy in Estonia, claiming he wanted to live in Russia. There are Russian speakers in eastern Estonia. He will chip away, chip away, chip away. Let me be very blunt. Suppose Hitler had had nuclear weapons and he went into Czechoslovakia. Even without nuclear weapons, the UK caved. Chamberlain said, "We have peace in our time. He can have Czechoslovakia." That he would stop at Czechoslovakia. Right after that, he went into Poland. Finally, there was a war. You have a guy, Putin, who says that he has nuclear weapons and will use them if he doesn't get his way. The next time he does it, it'll be to go into Romania, a NATO country, Estonia, a NATO country, or Poland, a NATO country. Say, "I just want a little slice, or I'll use nuclear weapons," and everybody backs down, backs down, backs down. The betrayal by the West of Ukraine has already begun. I said on this show not too long ago that NATO states were going to donate jet fighter planes to Ukraine. They could pick them up in Poland or Latvia, fly them into Ukraine over the Polish border, and defend themselves in the skies. NATO vetoed that yesterday. They are not only not going to do it, they had originally decided, well, we'll make it bilateral donations by member states, so it doesn't look like NATO is provoking a war, and now they won't even do that because they're afraid of Russia. Zelensky has begged for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. It's time to impose that. It's time to say to Putin, the disease-carrying rat, "We're not going to stand by and watch a genocide. Let me tell you what's going on over there." He is bombing preschools. He's bombing hospitals. He bombed the TV station to knock it off the air. And he's bombing apartment complexes. He is a Hitlerian genocidal murderer. An Hitlerian genocidal murderer. He started back, he was in the KGB. His expertise is murder and torture, not history. He started back in Moscow 20 years ago, bombing his own apartment buildings and lying, saying it was Chechnyans to get into office. Syria, he just went around and bombed cities. Grozny in Chechnya, during their uprising in 94-96, he just leveled it. He made Grozny a parking lot, like Dresden in the Second World War. He will do that. He is doing that to a peaceful, Western-oriented country, European country, people exactly like you and me, right now. 700,000 Ukrainians have gone into exile in Poland and beyond. They expect 4 million. Europe can absorb them. Wonderful people. But are we going to stand by and watch a genocide? There are 40 million people in that country. Children killed. the sadism that he's inflicting, you know, if somebody says, okay, you're not going to fight, I understand, so I'm going to torture somebody right in front of you, and I'm going to occasionally look over at you and grin and enjoy your weakness, degradation, and cowardice. And they have nuclear weapons. What do you do? My solution is this. It's game theory from Texas Hold'em. I'm going to say it again. It's important. In Texas Hold'em, a poker game, there's a move called All In. You push all your chips in the middle of the table. The theory on that is if you're on the other side of it, even if you have a very strong hand, you have to think twice about calling. You have to have a monster hand to call, because if you're wrong and you don't know what the guy has that did it, you lose everything, all your money. Putin did that going into Ukraine. He said, if anybody interferes, I will visit basically nuclear weapons, the kind of military pain that no one's experienced in his history. The time to stop Putin, and Zelensky was exactly right, was to say right then, we're going to impose a no-fly zone. You're not going to fly over Ukraine. You have these issues in the Donbass region. And we're not going to start getting involved in that again. But you're not going to bomb Ukrainian citizens and put it back on them. We didn't do that. Now he's in there bombing preschools with vacuum bombs. Sadism, enjoying it. Take a look at his face. This guy, you can always say that somebody who's evil is mentally ill. That Hitler, evil, mentally ill. I don't buy that for a moment. There's some people who are just flat out evil and have to be gotten rid of, and they should be gotten rid of earlier than others. If Chamberlain in Munich, you know, they had no metal detectors, put a pistol in his pocket, walked up, and just put right in Hitler's temple while they were negotiating, there would have been a minor war, but you wouldn't have had a Hitlerian evil sweeping that continent. In this particular case, we are where we are. We can't go back in history. But Biden very correctly went all in against Putin. He said, okay, you went all in against me in Ukraine. I'm going all in against you on NATO. If you set a single boot in a NATO country, and that means Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Hungary, Romania, any of them, you will feel the full force of the American military. That implies nuclear weapons, if necessary. So Putin got all in against him. My solution would be to do an all-in right now on the following basis. Biden says, here's the deal. We said we were not going to get involved in the Ukraine, especially with the fight over the Donbass and so on. But we are not going to stand by and watch European peoples and cities subject to genocide. We're just not going to do it. I've never been in Kyiv, but looking at Kyiv, I have been in Prague. I have been in Budapest. I have been in Bucharest. I have been in Serbia. I have been in Bratislava. This city of Kyiv looks identical to those. We are not going to permit a genocide. Why would we get involved? Let's say that Putin said, Finland and Sweden are not in NATO. I'm going to go in and genocide Finland and Sweden and level them. Are we going to stand by? No, we wouldn't stand by, even though they're not in NATO. Why are we standing by with Ukraine? Now, we are where we are in history. We can't retake the last 6 weeks. You had incessant support for Putin from the Republican Party, from Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo, calling him brilliant, a genius. You had Marjorie Taylor Greene at that Orlando conference last week of CPAC go across town to another one, the America First Conference, headed by this guy Nick Fuentes, and the crowd cheered Putin, 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 and she grinned. Yes, Biden has to fight the Republican Party, which is pro-Putin. Are there a couple of exceptions? Mitt Romney's one of them. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, not many. So we have a fifth column here at home. We have fellow travelers of Putin. I understand that. That's fine. But Biden's in office. We have a slim majority in Congress. And here is the all-in bet that Biden can make right now. Putin will back down. You say this: we didn't sign on for genocide. You are not going to bomb a European city like that. You are not going to bomb a European city like that. We are hereby imposing a no-fly zone. It's going to be enforced by the United States and certain NATO allies. Any Russian plane there is going to get shot down, so don't send them in. And what's Putin going to do? He's going to say, well, then there's going to be nuclear war. He's not going to do anything because it's going to be an all-in move that he can't tolerate. When Biden said, if you set foot in NATO, you're going to get our full military might against you, he didn't do anything about that. Then at the same time, in every way we can, including bribing his bodyguards, publicizing his location. I don't know how secure he is there. I don't know if a bunker buster would do it. He's paranoid, but just even paranoids have enemies. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. They're after you. Some other things we could do. We've had terrific economic sanctions. Why are we still buying Russian oil? Why is Europe buying Russian oil? Europe pays Russia $350 million a day at now $110 a barrel for oil, and $300 million more a day for natural gas. It's almost a billion a day, almost $365 billion a year. Why are they doing that? They have enough gas and oil to get through this winter. The next 2 years, 3 years would be tough. There'd be some rationing, but they have the capacity to do it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.